Hello there, I'm Jane Wilson, and welcome to another Galaxy Brain Magazine's Galaxy Brains Answer Your Questions. And I have to admit right up front, this is a tough one for me this month, because while probably the vast majority of the world feels overwhelmed with social media and how it's affecting not only them, but the other people around them and their worries and concerns and about isolation and about connection. And then you put the pandemic on top of that. And, you know, how is our communication going? And how is the input to our intellect and our understanding of the world being changed and altered and obfuscated, perhaps even by social media? Here's the thing. For me, I work from home. I do voiceover work, mostly from home, although I go out to studios sometimes too, but you know, pandemic. So I have lots of spare time. And in that spare time, I read, I watch a lot of news, I keep up to date with what is going on, you know, north and south of the border. And for that, my solution to not going crazy has been to virtually limit all of my incoming social media feeds to what I, anyway, consider to be reputable news sources. And of course, my relatively speaking small group of Facebook friends, many of whom have worked long in the media or government or both, and all of them have informed opinions, and we have our discussions online that are separate and apart from the, you know, milieu, if you will. I don't follow conspiracy sites. I am not interested in lies and puffery. So I really pretty much keep it to that. And then, you know, just a few other little interests, like, okay, I like an animal video. I like funny dog videos. And I like, you know, little baby pygmy goats wearing cardigans videos. Even cat videos. Love Olive and Mabel. And if you don't know who they are, look them up, because they are well worth seeing for a lot of reasons. They're dogs. I also am interested in Pinterest because I like art and I like fashion and I like jewelry and I like those sorts of things. And I'm in a discussion group on antiques and also on vintage jewelry. And what else have I got? Oh yeah, I'm part of a Farside group. So all of these like feed my humor, my soul, my curiosity, my interests, my likes, and what's going on in the world and how we should be dealing with it. I mean, there's just so much. There is so much, and there's no time to get into that. But my recommendation would be to seriously look at what you're looking at and see if it matches how you would describe and define your interests, what they are, and what you aspire for them to be. Learn a language. Learn how to knit. I know I should learn how to knit. I know it. Because I think that would actually help keep me off social media, because you need your fingers, you know, to take part. Anyway, the people I think we really need to worry about are our teens who have been isolated from school, from their friends, from the great big world out there, from regular communication. From talking and laughing and indulging in sports and getting interested in the theater and the books they read and everything. It's been a tough, tough time for them. And the one thing they've got that I don't have is parents who can at least establish some rules for non-social media time, non-handheld or otherwise computery internet time. Just so that they can get out and do those things, you know, to the best of their ability and their safety. Those are my suggestions and my admissions. Stay safe, stay well, and thank you for listening.